Imagine pouring a tablespoon of salt into a tiny espresso cup versus a large container of water. In the small cup, the salt overwhelms everything. It's all you taste. In the larger container, the same amount of salt becomes barely noticeable. This powerful metaphor illustrates how consciousness works. The same experiences that feel overwhelming in constricted awareness become manageable when our awareness expands. This is the transformative insight at the heart of Daniel Siegel's Aware, which introduces the Wheel of Awareness meditation practice that has changed countless lives worldwide. The practice distinguishes between awareness itself, the hub, and what we're aware of, the rim, connected by our attention, the spoke. This simple yet profound distinction creates a revolutionary shift in how we experience life's challenges. Rather than trying to eliminate difficulties, we expand our capacity to hold them with greater ease and clarity. The transformation happens not by changing what we experience, but by changing how we experience it. Scientific research confirms that developing three trainable mental skills, focused attention, open awareness, and kind intention, produces remarkable benefits, from improved immune function and gene regulation to enhanced emotional balance, resilience, and empathy. What ancient Greeks called eudaimonia, a deep sense of well-being and connection, becomes increasingly accessible through regular practice. The wheel practice originated from a glass-centered table with a wooden rim, an apt metaphor for consciousness. The hub represents awareness itself, knowing, while the rim contains everything that can be known. The spoke of attention connects these elements, allowing systematic exploration of experience. The mind functions as a regulatory process that monitors and modifies experience. Like learning to ride a bicycle, you strengthen your mind by refining these regulatory skills, creating a feedback loop that improves control over mental states. By differentiating components of consciousness through attention, we optimize the mind's self-organizing nature toward harmony. The practice builds on three pillars: openness, releasing expectations; observation, creating distance to see clearly; and objectivity, recognizing that experiences arise and fall without defining our identity. These qualities work together to stabilize our capacity to sense energy and information flow with greater clarity, similar to how regular exercise builds physical strength. The wheel visually represents our mental landscape with four rim segments: our five traditional senses, interoception, internal bodily sensations, mental activities like emotions and thoughts, and our relational sense, connecting us to others and beyond. To practice, find a quiet place for 30 minutes. Starting from the hub of knowing, focus on your breath. Then systematically direct attention to each segment: five senses, bodily sensations, mental activities, observed without judgment, and connections to others. When exploring mental activities, you may notice either numerous thoughts or unexpected stillness. This practice reveals not just mental content, but its patterns, how thoughts arise, persist, and dissolve. Many discover the revealing gaps between thoughts, realizing they exist beyond their mind's chatter. As one mother reflected, "I never knew I was more than my thoughts or feelings." The power of the wheel becomes evident through stories of transformation. 5-year-old Billy, expelled for fighting, learned to recognize when he was stuck on the rim during emotional triggers. When another child took his block, instead of punching, Billy told his teacher, "I'm stuck on the rim. I need to get back to my hub." This visualization helped him choose a better response. 16-year-old Jonathan used the practice to manage severe mood swings by not taking his feelings so seriously. For Mona, a 40-year-old mother of three, the practice transformed her parenting from reactive to receptive, allowing more flexible responses while treating herself with greater kindness. Teresa's journey with developmental trauma from an abusive childhood was perhaps most profound. Through practice, she transformed her relationship with her body and awareness. What once created anxiety became manageable, and her fear of the hub shifted to curiosity. She developed the ability to rest in present awareness, something previously impossible given her childhood of unpredictable terror. Building on focused attention and open awareness, kind intention deepens practice through interconnectedness and compassion. While modern society often reinforces separateness, research shows social connections significantly impact mental health, happiness, and longevity, suggesting the mind is both embodied and inherently relational. Compassion requires empathy, sensing another's suffering, imagining ways to decrease it, and taking action. Despite claims that empathy is bad, compassion is good, most people need empathy to generate compassion. The key distinction is that empathy alone can lead to distress, while empathy with compassion maintains balance. As Mathieu Ricard notes, empathy without compassion is like an electric water pump without water. It quickly overheats and shuts down. Research confirms kindness creates integration in the brain and well-being in our lives. We possess both an inner self and a shared relational inter-self. Too little differentiation impedes connection, while excessive isolation causes despair. Conversely, too much connection without necessary differentiation leads to burnout or enmeshed relationships. Your mind physically changes your brain. Through focused attention, you modify synaptic connections, promote myelin formation, making neural transmission 3,000 times faster, and alter epigenetic regulators controlling gene expression. This reality shows you can mind your brain and inspire to rewire through intentional awareness. The default mode network, DMN, comprises brain regions active even at rest, essential for self-concept and social awareness. When properly integrated, the DMN supports empathy and insight. When overly differentiated, it causes self-preoccupation, anxiety, and depression, what Siegel calls OATS, others and the self activity. Sensory awareness quiets the DMN's self-absorbed chatter. Research confirms sensation and self-referential thought inhibit each other. Lost in thought, low in sensation. Flow in sensation, quiet in thought. With mind training, sensory circuits become more integrated with overall brain functioning, creating higher states of whole brain integration. The journey to presence involves expanding our awareness to experience eternity's beauty. When disruptions occur, we can access Siegel's plane of possibility, the open field of potential that exists before experiences become actualized. Our perception is shaped by dynamical representations, patterns from the past projecting into the future, creating plateaus that can rigidify our lives. Living from the plane means distinguishing between knowing and known, carrying the hub's spaciousness into daily life, helping us see our filters clearly. Living from the plane also means recognizing that personality traits both define and confine us. Growth occurs when we tap into the plane as a source for new configurations. Our traits aren't fixed destinies, but patterns that can transform. The danger in spiritual practices lies in privileging a method until it becomes the end rather than the means. As John O'Donohue noted, true presence means throwing one savoring glimpse at the miracle of being around countless times daily. The real test is investing ordinary moments with presence. When we integrate consciousness through the wheel, we recognize our interconnected identities, both the individual me and the collective we. Like candles sharing light without diminishing themselves, we create a brighter world together through integrated awareness.